Blog Talk Radio.
Introducing Renee Wiggins, your certified health and wellness coach, author, and host of Being Fabulously Fit for God's Kingdom Blog Talk Radio. Renee provides a roadmap to staying healthy and fit spiritually and physically. She believes God gave us a gift, our temple, and it's ours to nourish, feed, and honor. Be sure to also catch her on ResultsByRenee.com. That's ResultsByRenee.com. And now, here is Renee.
Hi, hello. This is Renee Wiggins, your host of Being Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, where we engage you to become spiritually and physically fit. Wow, this weather has been really something. Snow, sleet, rain, cold, ice, everything you can think of, it is happening here in what we call the DMV area, which stands for the District of Columbia, Maryland, and Virginia area. So sometimes it limits us to go outside and run because of the snow and ice. But I'm hoping you still at least get your exercise indoors and still watch what you eat. Well, tonight I have a special guest, ladies, a special guest. Yes, his name is Jim White. He is the national spokesman at the American Dietetic Association, or we call the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. He is a licensed registered dietitian as well as a personal trainer. Jim has the reputation of being one on top of health professionals in the Hampton Roads VA area. He is a personal trainer, and his clients include athletes, actors, models, business owners, elders, and teens. He's also specialized in men's fitness, sports supplements, and fast food and grocery products. He has at least 3 fitness studios in the VA area, and he also has a foundation which is really dedicated to the community working with teens. We're now going to have Jim White. Hi, Jim.
Hey, Renee. How
you
doing? Great.
Fine, thank you. This is National Nutrition Month, so it's Bite Into a Healthy Lifestyle. So I want to really talk about fast food with you because, you know, the teens out there are really gung-ho with fast foods. As a matter of fact, not far from me is a high school, and right across the street is what Mickey D's, and they hang out there before school and after school. And then sometimes when I travel on the bus going into D.C., some of the mothers are giving their children French fries and all this high-fat, high-salt, high-sugary fast food, and the kids cannot want them. And they want them because the bag is right there in front of their eyes. So you are the expert. But before we begin with fast food, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'll tell you what. I started out here in Virginia Beach, Virginia, around 10 years ago. We have 3 fitness studios. And what I started realizing is the power of nutrition and fitness had on people's lives. And just by, you know, giving themselves at least 30 minutes a day of exercise and following a decent meal plan of, you know, eating a variety of foods and balance and moderation, just the changes that happen. And it really, really makes a big difference in a lot of people's lives. So it really, you know, I got into this field because it's just amazing what it did for me. I was a skinny kid in college, 130 pounds, and I ended up, you know, gaining strength and gaining muscle, and I was like, wow, this is a great career to jump into. So that's what kind of got me started.
Wow, I know how the feeling is because what got me started as a registered dietitian is one of my co-workers at the hospital I was working at, Children's Hospital in Seattle, Washington. She was writing down all these calories, and I kept asking her, what are you doing? And she explained to me these numbers represent calories. And so I went to community school and took nutrition. I went in with zero knowledge and came out with absolute 100% knowledge because I didn't know how food really helps the body as well as can also make some changes in the body if you don't follow what you're supposed to do. So when I mentioned about the fast food, do you think there's a place for fast food in our diet?
I think so. I mean, the truth is it is extremely difficult to follow a healthy diet when eating fast food just because if you look at the calories, I mean, they're loaded. And you know, if a woman is following a 1,200 to 1,500 calorie meal plan, or if a man is following 1,800 calorie, 2,000, you know, just in one serving of whether it's a burger, fries, milkshake, I mean, we're looking at anywhere from 750 to 1,000 calories. That can be, you know, 50 to 75% of the calories for the day. So it is really difficult. However, I'm not one that says, you know, don't eat this or don't eat that. I think there's a room for it. And there's definitely – the good thing is the industry is definitely looking in providing options for anyone to eat at least a little healthier than the options that are provided.
True. It's just so funny, though, that as nutritionists, and I don't know about you, that we say something for about 6 months to a year, and then all of a sudden the academy or the other institution changes, you know, make changes on it, and then the patient said, well, last year I couldn't eat shrimp, last year I couldn't eat this, I couldn't eat that, now you tell me I can't. Just recently they changed the guidelines to fat consumptions. What do you think of these new guidelines?
Well, they're always going to be changing, and my take is, listen, it's the big picture items. There's always going to be, you know, these fad diets coming in, and, you know, you see them come and go. You see a lot of these tips come and go. The biggest thing is I know we, you know, it's a boring word, but, you know, the moderation tip is the way to go. You know, 2-3 fruits a day, you know, making sure you're getting vegetables at most of your meals, you know, getting lean proteins and healthy carbohydrates to give us energy. And, you know, the big thing is and have fats in our diet, and we need fats in our diet. But in indulging, I think that's where a lot of people go wrong. They try to follow something so strict or they go at it so hard that they end up falling off the wagon. So, you know, giving yourself that night to enjoy yourself, to kind of have that indulgence, it's going to keep people, you know, going for a really long time. And it is a lifestyle. That's the biggest thing a lot of people start to realize, especially after they've gained weight and lost weight and gained weight, that it is a lifestyle. You got to enjoy it to a certain point of exercise to, you know, at least enjoy the benefits coming out of it. And, you know, I think there's going to always be changes. I think we got to stay above the research. But, you know, it is looking at the big picture and making those healthy choices will keep you in the, you know, in the guidelines there.
That's great. I'm glad you mentioned that. It's that moderation, that key. If somebody out there is listening right now, if you got to have chocolate, I say go for the little kisses. You know, they only have very few calories, but at least, you know, you're getting the taste of chocolate. You're not gouging in a, you know, a good, what you can say, 1/8 or 1/16, not 1/8 or a half a pie on chocolate or a whole chocolate milkshake because, as you say, they're almost 1,200 calories. Now, when we go to these fast food restaurants like Wendy's and Mickey D's, instead of getting a double cheeseburger, should they get the plain hamburger? What about that fish burger? Which one should they choose?
Well, I think there's a lot of great tips. Number one, I mean, you know, you just look at the calories. I mean, in a regular hamburger, we're looking at about 280, 300 calories. Of course, it's not as high as some of the higher calories, such as the double burgers or the quarter pounders and things like that. So, you know, I would go for a small, even look for the kids' meal or the Happy Meal, where they're actually close to normal portion sizes. Also, dropping the bun is a great way to eliminate some calories there, or even a lot of places now are having whole grain bread or whole grain bun. So looking for that option. You know, in these salads, and that's another thing. A lot of people say, well, I'll eat the salad, it's healthy. And we do got to watch because some of these salads are just as much calories as some of the burgers and fries. So, you know, be very cognizant. You know, try to keep the entire meal under 500 calories. And now the good thing is we can see calories. You can request calories at all of these fast food restaurants. And there's so much fast food restaurants out there that they're trying to come up with more healthier choices. So there is more options. Us as the consumer definitely has to make good options on at least the majority of times to stay to beat the health curve.
Good. That's true. You're right, because you now can go online before you go to any restaurant with fast food or not and look for the nutrient analysis, and that's a good point. Stay under 500 calories for anybody, because you never know when you don't have breakfast and you're running out there, that milkshake, the large order fries, the double cheeseburger, bam, you already go over the past recommended allowance. That is so true. Now, in our area here, I don't know how much you have snow you have. This is the thing. Children are home, and they be ordering pizza, and they're looking for all those high-fat, what I call them comfort foods. And you say in moderation, but for the mothers out there, can you tell them what they can have in place of that pizza they order or the Chinese food where they get the 4 or 6 wings and french fries for at least $2?
Yeah, here's the deal. I mean, you know, like you're ordering pizza is fine, but there has to the biggest thing is the portion control. Because, you know, let's face it, eating a whole pie, eating a half a pie, I mean, the calories are going to keep on adding up, and that's where the obesity trends go up. So maybe having that piece of pizza, but having a fresh salad or having some fresh vegetables with it, it's all about that, you know, give and take. You know, it's okay to have some of these indulgence foods, but we have to incorporate some of those fruits and some of those vegetables to, you know, of course, increase our health and improve our health and to, you know, cut the calories at these many meals.
True, you're right. So it's a good thing for my listeners out there. If you had the pizza, excuse me, Jim's saying have a salad with it, even a piece of fruit, because if you're eating the salad along with the pizza, you fill up a little bit faster. You might not go for that third and fourth slice. That is so true. And then if you have a fruit afterwards, it fills you up in more. That is so true. I'm glad about that. Now, again, with the men, because you also specialize in men fitness, let's talk about the men. Is it easier to train or teach men to go to the doctor and take care about their health than it is for women?
No, it's always a little difficult for the men. But, you know, more men these days are looking at their health. You know, of course, prostate cancer is on the rise and, you know, a lot of heart disease. So more and more men are taking care of themselves. So the study has shown that men are doing more of the grocery shopping and men are doing more of the cooking. So we're starting to see that, and that's a great thing because, you know, let's face it, I mean, you know, there's a lot of diseases that come in just men alone. So, but I do find it a little bit easier for the women. But what the good thing is, a lot of the wives get on their husbands to go get checked. So it works both ways there. But, yeah, absolutely. And they need to watch, too. You know, a lot of these unwanted calories, such as the beer, such as the hamburgers and the fries and the pizzas and a lot of your fast food, it's easy to go, especially the working professional. So, you know, this is something that men need to watch because it could add up in a lot of that weight. Even though men can lose pretty fast and can, you know, turn it on pretty fast, they can gain it just as fast.
True. That's true because men sometimes feel that they can eat as much more than women. They, oh, I'll go and work it off. But as we get older, such as like somebody like me, a little bit longer to get that off. So I've been hearing lately that you have to be at least in the gym. Once you lose weight, you have to stay in the gym an hour and a half at least to maintain the weight that you lost. Is that true?
Well, the American College of Sports Medicine recommends that we work out at least 60 minutes a day. And, you know, yeah, it's really important. Just think, about 30 minutes to an hour of cardiovascular training, you're burning roughly around 400 to 600 calories. Weight training, right around 400 to 500 calories, depending on intensity. How fast can you eat that? And just a quarter pounder, I mean, we're looking at, you know, how many calories is it, how many hours you have to do to burn that off. So, you know, we definitely are what we eat. And to lose weight, yeah, absolutely. I would recommend working out on most days of the week. But start baby steps. If you don't usually exercise or this is new, just start for 10 minutes a day and build it up. You know, you're going to be in your bodies for the rest of your life. There's no need to just go. I've seen people just go crazy and try to lose so much weight so fast, and it's just not realistic. So take your time with it. Learn what exercise you like, whether it's a yoga class, whether it's a Zumba class or the weights. Find something you like and do it on a small level and just increase each day. And that's a way to really see that long-lasting lifestyle of health.
Yes, because as you were saying, like a one donut is almost 400 calories. So if you're saying we have to be on the treadmill for 400 calories, then we really have to really work it out, ladies and gentlemen, for those that are over 40, because otherwise them little pounds and inches creep right back up all the time. And we don't want that. Definitely don't want that, especially as women getting the age of 60. You know, we don't want that. Not at all. Now, from your personal training background, because you stated in your bio and your history form that you started out small and now you gained the weight, but, you know, you still look small, I guess, because being a man, you're leaner and everything. So for my listeners out there, does it matter if you exercise in the morning or in the evening?
No, you know, there's advantages to both. I always see if a lot of people are morning people and they get those better workouts. They like getting it done early in the day so they don't have to worry about it. A lot of people, they have stressful jobs and they're more likely to skip it later in the day. So if that's the case, morning's great. Later in the day, the benefit of that is you're getting some meals in, you're building up your glycogen levels, which is your stored glucose in the body, so your stored energy. And a lot of people have great workouts. They like to de-stress after their work. So I would say if you can get it in where you can fit it in. And that's the most important tip I can give with that.
I like what you say, get it in where you can fit it in.
That's right.
That's a cute little mantra. Get it in where you can, okay. And that is true, because when I used to teach, I used to be a rope instructor, and for me, early morning, that 6 o'clock, it was very, by 8 or 9, if I'm substituting for somebody, I can feel myself going down. So it depends on the individual. It's true. It's true. Now,
absolutely.
With supplements, that is the big thing. I don't know what your clientele, but everybody's big on supplements. I do believe in multivitamins, especially for women, because, you know, our menstrual cycle, we're constantly going almost 10 to 12 hours a day. Do you recommend to your clientele about supplements?
Yeah, you know, of course, always recommend food first, real food first. But let's face it, there's a lot of cracks in the plates of Americans, and they're not getting in the recommended serving size of fruits, recommended serving size of vegetables. So I always definitely recommend a multivitamin as a health insurance, kind of as a backup, you know, just in case you aren't getting enough of your vitamins and nutrients. And then from there, you know, I always recommend, depending on, you know, whether people get blood tests or if they're iron deficient, of course they need iron, or if there's a lot of vitamin D deficiency and calcium. So I definitely would recommend based on any deficiencies. And then just for, you know, heart health, you know, fish oil, I usually recommend on a daily basis. And but I'm really trying to push as much fresh fruits and vegetables and as much, you know, healthy whole grains to get those B vitamins and protein, to get the zinc and to get all the vitamins and nutrients, and then essential fats such as, you know, fish, fatty fish once a week to get those omega-3s and walnuts and almonds and all those healthy healthy fats coming out of those foods. So food first, and definitely supplement when there's any missing areas.
You got a lot of good little tidbits here. You said trash on the plate. That's what you said, I heard, right? Trash on the plate. So
crack,
that's where
crack,
they eat the
cracks
stuff.
On the plate.
Oh, crack.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. That's cute. On the plate. Because it is true, we all, as nutritionists, always push the fruits and vegetables when they're in season and to go to their local farmers first. And if they can possible, most of them are master garden, to grow it in their backyard or in their patio. And then, of course, the supplements, especially for like women like me in the 60s, you know, especially for vitamin D and C, because I do have some bone loss. So, and that's where the fitness part come in, definitely. Now, in your bio, you also mentioned that God is in your life, you know, the faith and family and then fitness. How is faith important to, I guess, to some of your clientele when they exercise or eat? Or do you put that part in there or not?
Absolutely. Faith has been important to me since I was a young age. I was brought up in the church, and everything, every miracle of my life, every, you know, twist and turn has been just such an amazing opportunity to, you know, bring it to the Lord. You know, as a small business owner in a rough economy, you know, we had some ups and downs, and the Lord was there in good times and bad, and to continue, you know, sometimes in life, you know, we have those roads that just take us off, but he's always there. He's the rock. So, you know, whatever happens in life, you know, just like Job when he lost everything, if we ever lose our businesses or our health or anything, we got one solid thing that just makes us happy every day that the Lord's there. And that's something that probably keeps me going. And, you know, I try to shed my light to a lot of clients that come in. You know, in our studio, you know, sometimes I think it's a hospital for sinners. You know, a lot of people are coming in and they're broken. They want to either, you know, they're missing something, they're in poor health, they're depressed. And, you know, all what we do is try to lead by example, try to show the Lord, you know, within us to them, and try to shed as much light on possible. And there's a lot of people in our church, not only that got healthy and fit, but found the Lord. And that's number one mission, and definitely in our lives.
Wow, that's really positive. That's really powerful, that message. You said your studio is almost like a hospital for sinners, and you use the words broken and bruised, and you help put them back together again. So that's where, I guess, all that comes in, the nutrition, the fitness, personal trainer, and then you working to put their temples back together again. That is so beautiful, Jim, because a lot of people don't see it that way, that faith is the number one thing, and it is when you have that ups and downs in your life there. Wow, especially for me, I just lost my job last month, so again, it's that, you know, relying on that faith. Now, you also got an award, I believe, because you're really involved with the community. Can you talk about your commitment to the community?
Absolutely. I'm definitely on a lot of civic leads in the Hampton Roads area, but we started a nonprofit around 5 years ago, and what was happening is we were doing our boot camps at the oceanfront, And there's a lot of big homeless population on the ocean front. So a lot of the homeless started jumping in our boot camps and our paying customers. They first weren't too happy about that. But I said, you know what? Even people with no money or struggling, they need to see what healthy eating and fitness is all about. You know, they need a lift in the right direction. They need a chance. They need an opportunity. So we started the LIFT program. And what we do is it's a three-month program. We provide nutrition education, cooking, healthy cooking demonstrations, and grocery store tours for the homeless. We do boot camps. We do running and walking with them at the oceanfront. And our goal is we try to get them back on their feet. We work with a lot of local communities to do resume writing and to actually get them jobs and get back on their feet. And the program is simply amazing. We've had the foundation for about 5 years, and the program's been running for about a year and a half. And, it's been a blessing. It really has. It's really God's work.
Wow, that is really beautiful because you said something like that, because in Philadelphia, when I went to the American Diabetes Association, they mentioned two dietitians working in the community, working with people that are homeless. It's very hard for them to control their diabetes, get the supplies. And even in prison, it's very hard for people like that because then they have to shoot themselves with the needle in front of people. There's no, compassion or even, procedures to help people like that, even with the homeless. So that is beautiful that you're doing that, of helping them, because, you know, exercise builds their self-esteem, make them feel good, and if they have diabetes, it can help them control their blood sugars. That is really beautiful. Now with this program, are you going to take it around the country with this?
Yeah, we're getting national attention. We're looking at some areas in Colorado and in the Ohio area. But, the program is definitely it's a great model. It's successful. It's easily implemented. And I tell you what, it's really changing a lot of lives. We definitely work with the homeless. We've worked with battered women. We work with the mental ill, so it's pretty much anyone that's kind of down on their luck, that's struggling, whether it's mentally, physically, or financially, to bring them back on their feet and to get them right back in the workforce and, get them to enjoying life again.
Oh, that is so beautiful. Now, do you have any big sponsors like Nike or anything to help give shoes or, I guess the shoes, yeah, for them?
Yeah, we're working with, we collected over 1,000 pairs of shoes, and we're working with our local running stores here. We're working with Men's Fitness, who provides suits. We're working with Dress for Success, which is a national training. What they do is they get women's clothes, especially for job interviews. And we work with all of our local yoga stores and physical therapy networks. We work with Eastern Virginia Medical School, who does all the blood sugar readings and cholesterol. So we're working with, we're growing, and we're working with a lot of different networks. And so I really feel it's all about collaborations and communities to be able to bring the community together because, these are our homeless people. These are, these are our neighbors. God said, love your neighbor like you do yourself. And it's our responsibility, I feel, to take care of them just like we would take care of our family.
That is so true. We have to take care of everybody, all our brothers and sisters, no matter where they are, what their situation is. We have to, and that is so good that you, as a registered dietitian and personal trainer, is working in the community, doing outreach and helping them to exercise their bodies but also exercise their minds, which is very good because it helps them with the medication. If they're on medication, lower their doses. Wow. So what else is in the future for you?
Wow. Well, the small business owner, I love business. I love our studios. We have three studios, about 20 employees, and it's just great. We're looking to expand. We're looking to open up more studios and just continue on helping people. We have the spokesman for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, just continue on providing the nation with top accurate information, because that's the thing. There's a lot of myths out there. There's a lot of inaccurate information. There's a lot of fads and trends coming out there, and it's our job to protect the public, to provide accurate information, sound science to the community, and that's definitely my number one effort.
You're true on that, because as a prisoner go and get her hair done, a lot of time here in the black community, the stylist is the one that's telling them how to lose weight, or they are always on these bad diets. And I go in, they say, "Miss Renee, do you?" And I kind of like, let me kind of like not really correct you. Well, I say, I don't want to say correct. Let me give you some other suggestions and everything, because they need to know correct, like you said, the correct science and not this junk science and for their bodies. So you're right. We have to spread the word, just like tonight. We're talking about National Nutrition Fast Foods. We're talking about Jim White here and all that he does, nutrition, personal fitness, and outreaching into the community, which is really, really good. I like that, you know, because that's, I know I didn't get that really in school. I don't know about you. It's that community outreach. It was very small. You know, it's WIC. You know, that's it.
That's right.
So maybe you probably need to teach us an online course or something through an academy or something, give us some pointers around the country. I can see that, what you're doing, too, as well. Because we need
absolutely
to learn that. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, mentoring. That's one of the big things. You know, I've starting off, I went to so many of great dietitians and trainers all around the country, and everyone was just so helpful. So that's the one thing I definitely have been doing for so many years is mentoring. We have a strong internship program at our studio. So anyone listen, if you're a dietitian or trainer and want to intern, come see us. But we have a strong program, and developing these tools for dietitians, that's something, yeah, we didn't learn as much in school, some of the outside-of-the-box type things. You kind of got to learn on your own. And, it's my pleasure to definitely mentor.
Wow, all this that you're doing, wow, you put that all into God's hand. I can see it's really helping you blossom and really, oh, that is so beautiful. So internship, community outreach, nutrition, personal trainer. Oh, boy, this is so good. Any videos out there we need to know about?
Yeah, they're coming. We're absolutely looking to grow. We have a corporate wellness program where that's another big gap in the market where corporations, especially with all that's going on with Obamacare, it's important that they stay healthy and stay fit. So our Jim White's Workplace Wellness definitely works with the community and with the corporation to get them fit. And also, we have a restaurant program in Hampton Roads. What we do is we teamed up with around 50 local restaurants, and we put our logo on the menu, and we try to pull off some of the healthiest items on their menu, or we create items. So, you know, that's another thing, just like we're talking about today with the fast food. Never would want to push, don't go there, you can't eat that, or you can't eat this. That type of direction is just not livable in today's society. So, you know, if you go, here's the better options, here's the healthier options, rather than fearing food. Let's win with food, and let's keep that positive message. And, you know, just eat as best you can. That's all we can really do.
Wow, you really blow me away. I'm so glad you started my month off, National Nutrition Month, because you gave a lot of great tidbits out there, my listeners. You have been so very helpful with your, like I said, community and internship. This is a lot. This is really good. I wanted you to tell everybody how they can reach you, your website. Go ahead and give your website and your Facebook page.
Absolutely. You can reach us at Jim White Fitness and Nutrition Studios on our Facebook page, or our website, jim@jimwhitefit.com.
That again, please, for our listeners.
It's jim@jimwhitefit.com.
Well, thank you, Jim. I'm so glad that you came here and really give us a lot of great tidbits. I'm looking forward to continuing to work with you and spreading the word about good nutrition and fitness. And I'm also blessing your outreach program. It's really, really beautiful what you're doing. And, you know, just continue with the success that you have. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Renee.
One tidbit before you go?
Well, National Nutrition Month, exercise. And, you know, just try to get some fruits and vegetables in every day. I chew for at least 3 to 5. And just by doing that, you're definitely going to improve your health on just a large level.
Thank you, and good night.
Good night.
Listen to Renee Wiggins of Blog Talk Radio, Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, next week for more fabulous tips on nutrition, fitness, and stress management.